Mr. Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. Thanks for downloading it. What were you thinking? Downloading the podcast of us three buffoons?
No way. All my family in Ireland are listening every single day. They're checking out what's going on.
They should be so right then to know that when you were talking about this morning how you had that conflict in the car park, You said that your voice went quite high because just then it was,
no way!
Well, you know.
There's something about a 12-year-old child. It's like, oh my God, no way! Are you on TikTok? Oh my God!
Can you imagine what it was like pre, say, 13 or 14, when the change actually happened?
Really, really freaking high.
Oh, shit.
You would have been yodeling.
I was a boy soprano.
Singing Mariah Carey songs.
Have you got many siblings?
I've got four of us.
Four of you in the family.
Yeah. Older brother, a younger brother, and a younger sister.
And they're all listening back home in Ireland, or are they scattered all over the world?
Well, you know, they're saying they're listening. I need to test them. I need to quiz them. Okay, what
that's
did
right.
we say?
Do a trivia from like every day of the week, a different trivia question.
Just keep an eye on that.
So where are they?
Look, they're all near Dublin, so they're all pretty central.
In Ireland.
Okay. And Dublin's in lockdown right now.
Again?
Fully in lockdown.
Yeah, well, they're saying England could well go back into lockdown again too.
Yeah, because the cases are rising up.
Yeah,
right. So they're out of control. So, yeah, I mean, they got nothing better to do but to listen to podcasts.
I don't blame them, actually. Hey, coming up in the potty today, we're talking Damo, stuff out of date. Poor old Alani graduated, mum didn't care. Damien
did not care at all.
Little Kiki smashed somebody's car up. Find out more about that in the potty.
Just and trashing things.
What the hell were you scared of as a kid? Enjoy. See ya. We're off to the pub.
Hey, I had an incident at the weekend, and I'm still kind of thinking about it because I feel like a bit of a twit. I was with the family. We went to a game at the weekend, a rugby game, someplace rugby. And parking is pretty limited. Okay, it was a semi final, so I went to a car park, parked beside another car. Did our business as we were leaving. All right, we're all in the car. The whole family, everybody climbs into the car.
Yeah.
And we're all in the car. And you know that feeling when you're in your car and you feel like someone's watching you? You know that kind of, you get this kind of feeling, you go, I feel like I'm being watched right now. And I look to the right and there was a lady in the passenger seat of the car beside my car.
Yeah.
And she was looking at me like a bulldog chewing a wasp. You know, that kind of look.
She's full of giving you filthy.
She had a full scowl on her face. She looked like she was furious with me. I glanced at her, then I looked away and I said to Eileen, this woman's really angry with me for some reason. And anyway, she rolled down her window, so I rolled down my window as well. I'm not a very, I'm not that guy who gets into a conflict. I'm not that guy. She rolls down the window and I look at her and she goes, how rude.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? And the problem is when I get in a situation like this, I get very high pitched.
Yeah.
So mine was like, what? So and then I tried to get, I'm gonna fight my corner.
What?
No. What? What? And she continues looking. She said, how rude. And she pointed a finger at me, a finger out the window. And her husband was in the car and he wasn't getting involved. You could tell
between you and her.
This is her fight.
This is her fight.
But you didn't know what you were fighting about.
And I said, what's your problem? Even I.
What's your problem?
It's like when Mickey Mouse is having a fight with somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Pluto, put that away. Anyway, she was furious, and I eventually just rolled up my window and I did it in an angry way, as much to say, I've had enough of your nonsense. Stuff you. I did it like that. I'm out of here. And so I reversed out and drove down the road. And it turns out they followed straight afterwards. And I was worried sick.
Oh, my gosh. This is like road rage taken to the next level.
But
she's coming to get you.
Thankfully, she went one way. I went the other way. And as we were walking, driving down the road, I turned around to the family and I said, what's the story? Look at that. And Kiki, my daughter, was really quiet in the back, saying nothing. And eventually she said, Dad, you're not going to like this. I said, what? What's wrong? And she says, I whacked our car door with our car door.
Yes.
I felt like,
terrible.
No, I felt like, yes, we got away with it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
So we're talking today about what you used to be scared of as a kid that you grew out of. Arwen's just started to get into that. I'm scared of the dark. And I don't mind it too much because all of my girls have grown out of it. I feel like it's going to be a year or two. Then she'll move on. I used to be scared of it. Oh, I couldn't walk on the footpath because the clown was going to get me, so I had to walk down the middle of the road at Jamboree.
Yeah, scary. Of course
it was scary.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think there was no traffic.
I was scared of everything. What about you, Lee? What were you scared of as a kid, Lee?
Oh, Damien, when I was a kid, we had an old, dark, wet outback toilet. And we used to have to go up there, and the toilet was an old, the toilet seat was an old wooden toilet seat, and it had big cracks in it. So you'd go in and you'd look, check the toilet seat, and everything was all right. You'd sit down, and the, we used to have newspaper hanging on a string on the back of the toilet door. And when you'd pull the newspaper off, there'd be red back spiders running out of the newspaper.
Nice work.
Oh, that's... I would never
go... At night, you used to have to go up there last thing at night before you went to bed. I used to hide behind the toilet. I wouldn't go inside the toilet at night. It was too dark in there.
Well, that sounds like man v. wild, but it's kid v. wild just to go to the loo.
I would happily just be constipated for life.
That's right. I'll have some more bran for breakfast. Hey, Christina funny. From Villambie, what did you used to be scared of as a kid?
I was scared of death.
Yeah, no. A lot of kids were and still are. It's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't mainly for me. It was my mum. I was really, really scared of losing her and her dying. It was really, really big for me. Like, I'd even get into, like, really big panic attacks, and I'd hyperventilate, and the thought of losing her really, really, really scared me.
Yeah, right. Well, that's extraordinary, isn't it? That people go through those sorts of panic attacks when...
When you're a child, you should not be thinking about any of that stuff, exactly. But you really take
but
it on
do,
board.
But you do. Yeah. That is
kids
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, what about you, Angie? What scared you as a kid?
I used to be petrified of thunder because I used to think it was a giant boulder rolling down the street and crushing everything in a half.
That freaks me out.
Like Indiana Jones
in
the Temple of Doom. Here comes the boulder.
Absolutely. Jeez.
That's really good. I like that one.
So good if you're the kid thinking that you're going to get hit by a giant rock.
That's right. Out of your life.
You've got some really good stories there, didn't we? The stuff that, and they're all so different too. That's the thing.
Well, people had all sorts of fears. When I was about 8 years of age, we had a dog and the dog passed away and I loved the dog. He was old. He was an old dog. And then I looked at my arm and I saw hair starting to grow on my arm. And I started getting this fear. I was 8. Bear this in mind. I was a kid.
Yeah.
All right. And then I was convinced I was turning into my dog. I was terrified about it. I was young. I was young.
And now look at you. You're nothing more than an old dog now.
We can't teach you new tricks.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leaf.
Oh, hello.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Big milestone for you yesterday, Jade.
What?
Oh, massive milestone.
What?
Oh, you dragged us into the other room here.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's
of course,
right.
Yes.
Oh, wow. How quick you forget.
The milestone. Gone. Out of mind.
I was thinking about something like to do with me personally, but no, yes. My baby girl, Alani, graduated from year 12 yesterday, but it wasn't like a proper graduation because of COVID.
Yeah.
No parents could go. So students just came up and got their awards, but you could stream it at 9 a.m. And we just got off air and I'm like, quick, we've got to go next door before we do these interviews.
The
I just want to watch the graduation.
As a mum. You can go and do that yourself. But no, Jade had to drag the entire team in.
Dragged us all in. We were all in there.
How are you all going to look at
this? We were in there anyway, and I thought, you know, let's just get this out of the way. And, well, it didn't go well.
All right, Jade, can you give me the link that we're supposed to look at?
Yeah, I just emailed it through to you.
Okay.
So it started at 9. So
where is it? On YouTube?
We're a little bit late. Yeah, it's YouTube. Okay. And I had to go in there. It's a virtual graduation.
Yeah, it's coming up now. It's loading.
Cool.
Yeah, it's loading.
Ooh.
Smith.
Oh, she was... We're not too late.
Smith.
Happy Santa's.
Oh, no.
Oh. Wait.
Congratulations to the graduates from Learning Software 1 to present...
Oh,
that's
no. Oh, that was terrible.
terrible.
Hey, it's all right. Can we I'll just tell her that I saw it?
Yeah, okay, good idea. We'll be with you. We saw the YouTube link.
We'll get you back. We'll get you back.
I mean, like, really, what could have happened? She would have gone up, got a handshake and left.
Yeah, that was all yesterday, just after the show at 9.
The good thing is my husband had my back and he filmed it, so I got to watch it.
Oh, damn it, because you know what I was going to say? When we said there yesterday, we've got your back, I was thinking, nah, I know Alani, I'm going to send her a message and say, Mum saw nothing.
She wasn't there, she didn't see it, she has no idea what you were even wearing.
I know, I'd like to say that my, well, it was a school uniform, so I was safe there.
All right.
I would like to say that, that, you know, as a parent, I redeemed myself, but I didn't. We're at times. And just before 12, Alani rang me and I was like, oh, congratulations. She's like, yeah, so just leaving school. Do we want to, like, go out on a graduation lunch or something? And I was like...
Because you had organised this, didn't you?
Oh, that's a graduation lunch. Yeah. Oh,
you didn't organise a graduation lunch?
Well, I didn't even think about
it. Jeez. It's only a major milestone in her life. She's leaving school.
Good on you, Mum.
13 years in the making, and I was like, oh, sweetie, can we make it dinner? Because I really need to have a na-na-na.
You know what these 18-year-olds are like? They're all like Taylor Swift. It's all take, take, take.
Oh, she's thinking about is herself.
Yeah, that's right. Give me, I just want another lychee cocktail, Mum, for goodness sake.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay Straining. And now, Damien Leith.
Hey guys, what do you think about eating food that is out of date? All right, are you into it? Because I'm anti it. I'm telling you right now, I'm anti it. If it's going to go off date tomorrow, I'm probably not going to eat it today.
Really?
Wow.
I used to be a bit like you.
Oh, but then you changed.
Changed my ways.
You change your ways.
I've
changed your wicked ways.
A bit lax.
My daughter rang me yesterday, Kiki. She rang me, she's FaceTiming me right now, keep me up to date. But anyway, she FaceTimed me last night saying, hey, Dad, can you eat out-of-date chocolate? And I
of course.
Yes, Kiki, yes, you can.
No.
No, did you say no?
No, I said, no, you can't.
Really?
No. Okay, so what happened was, I mentioned yesterday, the granddad and granny, they're up helping us pack our house.
Yeah.
And granddad had gone off to, I think it was the reject shop. He had found these chocolates, and he built up this whole thing of, guys, if we do all the work, we get everything done, you can all get one of these chocolates at the end of it.
A reward? A
reward.
Yes.
All right, and then he took them out, and Kiki, you know, she's particular with this sort of stuff. She will check the date. And
where did she get that from?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know where she's getting it from. Must be Eileen. Anyway, she brings me and she shows me the wrapper and she goes, can you eat out of date? And I said, no, you can't. No, you should go back to granddad and tell him you can't eat this. And then she went on to say, but I've already eaten it.
Oh.
And then she went, so will I get sick from this now? So then I had to obviously back up and say, no, it's fine. But I tell you, I'm going to have words with granddad at the weekend.
Really? Chocolate? How bad can it be?
No. Anything that starts going out of date, forget it. I'm off it. I'm really picky with that sort of stuff.
I used to be heaps picky too, and I would be like, yep, coming up to that date, turf it, you can't have it. But now I'm a little more lax. I think it's from living with Mama Jude for so long. Or she's one of those people that just scrape the mold off the top and eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I do it the sniff test and stuff. If it smells like it's still okay, then generally it's still okay. But the other day, my husband, Milko, he often sends me videos in the morning of the girls getting ready and stuff because I feel like I miss out on a lot.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So he sent me a video of Lulu, the six-year-old, doing her own cereal, which is any milestone that Lulu gets is a big thing in our household. So she's putting in a cereal, then putting a milk in. And I noticed when she was pouring the milk, I saw this big clump of milk in the bottle.
No,
the milk because it curdles because it's fat off.
Completely off. Awful.
It would have had to be completely off. And then, like, I got the video and I messaged my husband. I'm like, don't give the girls that breakfast. That milk's off. And he's like, oh, too late. They've already eaten it.
Goes,
look, good dose of lactobacillus.
Oh, yes. It's good for your gut.
The healthy bacteria. Yeah. I don't know if it's good for your gut, though. Really?
Of course it's good for your gut. The problem was in that video, he wasn't actually giving the milk and the girls weren't pouring milk in. It was just Greek yogurt, just in massive pumps. So it's okay, the kids
will
be fine.
That's what it looked like.
Greek yogurt with cornflakes. I love it. Who doesn't love that?
That's exactly what all the kids are eating.
Sour cream and cornflakes.
What a combo.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. Jaden Straney, now with Damien Leith. Hillsborough's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.